This is for the win.
This is the Chatted Up Sports Minute, your quick hit of everything sports.
And for the final Chatted Up Sports Minute of the year, Malcolm Miggy Harris joining us.
What is up, Gino? How you doing, brother?
How are you? I'm doing well.
Good, man. Fun fact, I went to high school with Teddy Swims.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
I met Teddy, so before Teddy Swims kind of blew up,
yeah.
Right? Real quick story. Already story time. It's
come
story
on.
Time.
Come on.
But right before Teddy kind of blew up, he came and performed at the Signal.
Yeah.
Right? And he was coming through, and it was one of those things, and the label set us up, and we get to go to dinner. I get to go have dinner with Teddy Swims over at Southside Social. You know where the bowling alley is?
Yeah.
And they have that little spare room up the side that people can rent out? We got that room for Teddy Swims.
Fly, that's fly.
We had an absolute blast. And then I think, you know, great guy, everything straight. We went over to the Signal. He had some fun. It was a great show. And then, like, shortly after that, the song just skyrocketed, and everybody was like, I know who Teddy Swims is.
Lose control. That's my brother.
Yeah,
man. Shout out to Salem High School.
There
Conyers,
go.
Georgia. So.
Salem High School?
Yeah.
I went to a Salem High School, but up in New Hampshire.
Look at us.
Wow, look at this. We're still learning about each other.
Nah, that's my dog, man.
That's cool. Very cool. All right. Well, there you go. There's a little story time. What do we got in the sports world? What should we know about as we close out this year?
Well, you're my dog, but speaking of, let's talk about the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yes,
because there is a legend in the making from Rivermont Elementary, and his name is Nolan McGill. So I know Nolan's mom, and her name is Kelsey. We worked together previously, and he is going viral right now on TikTok, on all the platforms. He's been on ESPN today because his class was singing Rocky Top, and as a Georgia fan, he refused.
Absolutely.
So if you have not seen this video, it is on TikTok right now. We're going to link it, and just check this out because he is putting on for Georgia. Even the university's reached out. Multiple alums have reached out to show support to Nolan. So, man, Nolan, my brother, shout out to you. I think he's going to be in some red and black in the playoffs pretty soon. So.
I think so, too. Yeah, you have to see the video. We'll also post it up on our Instagram at Hits96 Radio because it's worth checking out. Local 3's all over it.
Yeah.
And gone viral. Little guy from the area.
Yeah, man.
For his loyalty.
He is taking off. He stood true, and it is going to pay off. So, shout out to the McGills.
Excellent.
That is awesome, man.
Yes.
I want to kick it now to the game of the year, I'd say tonight. For Thursday night football, the Los Angeles Rams taking on the Seattle Seahawks. Big matchup, and we're talking seeding right now, the division for the NFC West. You have Matt Stafford, who is the front runner for the MVP, taking on a red hot Seattle Seahawks team. Defensively, they're great. They can run the football. Jackson Smith and Jigba is a name to watch tonight, a receiver for the Seattle Seahawks. He's on the quest to be the first receiver with over 2,000 receiving yards ever. This guy is special. Went to Ohio State. That's wide receiver year. So
there you go.
Also, we're looking at the college football playoff. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have some games getting started. Alabama and Oklahoma tomorrow. That is going to be an insane one. That's going to be at 8 p.m. You know, Alabama and Oklahoma have played the previous seasons. Oklahoma's had their number. Alabama's a bit healthier, but I do think that this is going to be a game. It's a pick 'em. If I had to lean right now, I made my picks on the show.
Sure.
I'm going with Oklahoma. I think John Mateer, he's going to be mobile. I think that the defensive line for Oklahoma is going to out-physical that offensive line for Alabama, and we'll see. And then also Miami and Texas A&M. You have Carson Beck, the quarterback for Miami, taking on Marcel Reed and Texas A&M. And then also Tulane taking on Ole Miss without head coach Lane Kiffin. Of course, you know he went to LSU. And then the Cinderella stories, for those that want a Cinderella story.
Who doesn't?
James Madison taking on the Oregon Ducks. Dante Moore, presumably a first-round quarterback pick, leading the Oregon Ducks against James Madison. This weekend is filled with football and fun times. Get in front of a TV and lock
it. That's it. That's it. Tis the season.
Tis the season.
Tis the season for that college football. Well, thank you. Of course, check out Chatted Up Sports. You want to follow the podcast.
Yeah, man.
Do you guys got one more episode for
one
the
more
of the
episode
year?
Before the end of the year. Officially just got a studio.
Brand
so
new studio.
We are cooking with gas. So follow us at Chatted Up Sports for all the latest things happening in and out the city. I love y'all. Appreciate y'all for rocking with us the entire year. Appreciate Hits. Appreciate you, Gino.
Of course. No, we appreciate you guys. And now we're all linked up, so you can follow and find all the information at hits96.com. And we'll hopefully hit it off again in 2026.
Oh,
With more Chatted Up Sports Minutes. We got an Olympics, another Olympics. I know
yes,
you guys
sir.
Love the Olympics. That's coming up in a little bit. And now we'll have some more fun with that. So thank you, you and the guys. Thank you guys for being part of the show right here on
man.
Hits.
Trying to make history with Hits, man.
All right, Malcolm. Happy holidays.
Thank you, brother.
It's Hits 96.